Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If you ever doubted Congress with a blank check is a bad thing, just look at what's included in the 5,600-page coronavirus relief package and how the goal to help hurting Americans was totally missed.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Trump went on to list some of the ridiculous spending that has nothing to do with its goal. Cash for two national mall museums, $10 million for gender programs in Pakistan, a $2.5 million for internet freedom. Mexico will receive 1.4 million Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines on Wednesday, putting the country and Chile the first Latin American nations to vaccinate. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Nearly a year of debt for Americans, and Congress thinks $600 will help? How out of touch is Washington, D.C.?
President Trump has told Congress that he wants an amended COVID relief bill without more than $1 trillion in spending that he says has nothing to do with COVID. The spending bill that passed both houses on Monday night contains billions in discretionary spending, along with provisions for coronavirus stimulus, funding for vaccine distribution, and direct payments to Americans. The president is finding support for this move with some members of Congress. Arizona Representative Andy Biggs called the bill the worst thing they could have passed. He told Fox News that the president should veto it because it contains a number of measures that would not have passed if they were brought to the floor on their own.
This bill is so bad. They added 60 separate bills into this massive package. I mean, think about that. I mean, these are bills that couldn't get passed on their own, and they threw those in. And so this bill should be vetoed, and I'm hoping it will be.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
The mayor of Sandy, Oregon, Stampulium on Fox, is fighting back at Oregon Governor Kate Brown's lockdown measures.
An opportunity to have a conversation with her yesterday afternoon where I stress the importance of her actions and the drastic effects it's had on our local Main Street community. There's desperation. These folks are fighting for their lives and their livelihood. So I've been working overtime to travel around the state to different communities to try to find people in our community cover for a statewide day of opening on New Year's Day. We're encouraging folks to go to our website, standpulliam.org, and print off our hashtag New Year's Day slogan and put it in their storefronts. We all need to stand together.
Mayor Pulliam says he understands the governor's position, but she's doing it wrong.
Well, her response was that she was worried about the spread of COVID during these times, and I stressed to her that I too am. But here's the facts. These stores, these restaurants, they're opening. And they're opening in back rooms, speakeasy style right now, with very little guidance, with very little face coverings and guidance that they're taking from the governor. So it's very important right now that she recognizes that. She works with our local Main Street business owners so that we can put proper guidance in place so that people are actually opening.
Pulliam says a plan is in place.
What we're looking to do is to open just one level under that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Dr. Michael Rechtenwald is with us now. We're going to be talking about the 1984 of the COVID era. The name of his latest book, Thought Criminal. Dr. Rechtenwald, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me. I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. The book, Thought Criminal. What kept you up at night? You said, I got to write this book.
Well, a number of things. You know, it was during the COVID crisis, which we're still under, of course. Mm-hmm. And also, I was doing a lot of reading in AI and came across a whole bevy of articles talking about, you know, these nanobots that will connect our brain cells, our neurons, to the internet, in effect, and conduct real-time flow between ourselves and cyberspace. And so that was the premise of the book, that and the virus. So I took off on the two concepts, merged them together, and wrote a novel.
Yeah, this is really, as you say, you know, quite provocative. And this is, you know, if you want to say 1984 part two a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's an updated... technologically updated 1984, you know, in which there's no longer any need to get you to confess anything because your thoughts will already be known and maybe supplied, actually.
Well, and for you, AI has been something that has been, you know, a high interest for you, and you start seeing, I mean, in a way, I kind of see like the Wayne Gretzky of AI, where you're seeing where this puck is going, and you're already there, and the rest of the culture is still catching up, and it's kind of happening to them. They're more the effect of it as opposed to being ahead of it to anticipate and to respond, you know, in a way to where, you know, they might be able to, how do I want to say, successfully survive with their brains attached?
Exactly. Well, you know, I worked in AI for 5 years in the Robotics Institute at Carnegie Mellon, so I had a bit of a jump start, but it's always been an interest, and I wrote about it, of course, in Google Archipelago, and now I took it into fiction here with Thought Criminal.
Well, yeah, you know, and you think about what you started with five, and even in that 5 year span, Michael, I mean, God, did you feel like you were just trying, you had a tiger by the tail here?
Yes, it's always been quite fascinating to see what was developing. I was a writer for the Robotics Institute, and I was writing about the technologies at a high level. you know, not programming it, but I was seeing everything that was being developed and the kind of potential it had. So this helped, you know, give me some basis for what I'm basically presenting in that novel, Thought Criminal. It's it's all possible, Bill, believe it or not.
Yes.
There's nothing there that is utterly phantasmagoric. It is actually a possibility what I've outlined there.
Well, in the book, I mean, you know, talk about recent history. I mean, you take a look at big tech, social media censorship, media propaganda, the virus, the vaccine, collectivism. I mean, this is what we're all living with right now. And, you know, you have people within big tech saying, you know, if Zuckerberg in the middle of the night decides to do something, he can influence 18 million people with a quick message. And there's no evidence of it. It's just out there. It's so subtle, but yet so powerful. And when I read that, I'm thinking, whoa. And then your book, Thought Criminal, and I'm going, this, boy, does this match up.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable the kind of propaganda and censorship. Bias is not even strong enough of a word. Utter steering of people's brains, their thoughts, and also what's coming next is predictive algorithms, such that they'll be able to anticipate not only behavior but thinking and know it, and know it in advance. So this is all underway, I don't want to use any metaphors from other science fiction.
Right.
I was going to say it's a brave new world, but I don't want to go there.
No, it's okay. I think people already thought that. But it is not. I guess you can survive if you lack courage. You just need to cower in the corner somewhere. I've been saying time and again here, Michael, maybe you agree with this, is that this is a time for courage. We have to step up and take control, or the machine's going to take over for us.
Yeah, this is the time. These are times that really try men's souls, and it'll try their belief in having one. This is the other thing,
right?
Because what they're trying to install is basically a preemption of will. They'll try to preempt our will, and then also we may believe we never had it in the first place. This is all very, very possible because. With algorithms that are predicting our behavior and also steering it, where's the will then?
Right,
where's
exactly.
Our will come?
Yeah, this is all about a designated outcome, isn't it?
Yeah.
A designated outcome commanded by central control.
It's not as if these kind of plans aren't underway either with the World Economic Forum and their arguments for this new so-called utopia, which they would see. Where everybody's so-called equal, and there's this so-called fairness, and yet we're all under this kind of, AI-directed, simulated reality. This is all very much on the table.
And we know the Chinese are doing something in this line when it comes to military efforts, and you know they've got some advancements that are moving along quite aggressively, aren't they?
Yes, and the degree to which our own tech organizations, or I won't even call them our own, but U.S.-based at least,
yes,
the degree to which they're in connection with China is questionable, but it's a very significant question. Just how embedded are Chinese nationals and Chinese interests in the tech industry? We know there's contracts, but we also know there's coordinated propaganda campaigns, coordinated between Twitter and the CCP, coordinated between Facebook and the CCP, coordinated between Google and the CCP. Mm-hmm. These are documented. I've documented this directly, where you have Chinese nationals basically being trained by Twitter to help amplify the messaging of the CCP. And you have armies of bots from China basically all over the digital sphere attempting to influence you know, the world, and in particular in our case, Americans, into what to think. And, you know, these are people that are actually being trained to help amplify what they're arguing, what they're exactly trying to steer us towards. So there's a lot going on here, and one has to wonder if China's not the model for these people.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is a we're infestated with, you know, many Trojan horses that are living amongst us. We've got more from Dr. Michael Rechtenwald after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
You have, you have, you have, you have.
Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. We're talking to the New York NYU professor of liberal studies, Dr. Michael Rechtenwald, written the 1984, is what they say, of the COVID era, thought criminal. Now, in this, in his previous books, Google Archipelago. I don't know why I always stall. And every time I talk to you, I see that and I go, I'm gonna say this right yet. I love the book, The Digital Gulag, This Simulation of Freedom. You've argued that the real danger posed by big tech is not digital capitalism as such, but leftist authoritarianism, because the left has really got a hold of this and they've weaponized this whole discipline, haven't they?
Yes. And I argued that well before all this stuff, came down through the, about the election and the way they steered the election, the way they squelched information, the way they memory hold all kind of stories like the Hunter Biden story and the way they've basically propped up Biden without question and never ran a negative story or allowed one on any of these platforms, and the leftism of big digital. I argued this well before all this was
exactly
coming down, and people said, some people said this could be plausible, but I don't know. Maybe you've gone too far. And I
right.
said, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Looks like I didn't.
No, you probably didn't go far enough. Professor, is there enough time? Is there enough critical thinking remaining within the masses to resist this? Or has AI so invaded the culture and the organism of the United States and dare I say, world governments? Has it invaded it to such a degree that we're not going to be able to control this thing? I mean, that it is really controlling us.
I think there is time, Bill, and I think now is the time to start making a stand and to start to understand what's happening and to resist it and to retain our individual autonomy, which is really what's at stake, our individual selfhood and our self-directed activity.
Exactly.
This is really what's on the table. That's what is being wagered for right now. Mm-hmm. But it is not too late. And I should say that Thought Criminal does not have a dystopian ending. It's a dystopian book, but it has a quote-unquote happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think there's always a way to exploit the loopholes, and that no system is ever complete, no totalitarianism is ever complete. It can't close all the gaps.
Yeah, you just can't kill enough people. They just keep surviving. The other thing that comes to mind here, Professor, is that, unlike these other countries, we have a constitution that our founding fathers gave to us that I believe is such a powerful document. This is why they want to get rid of it. And it starts out with we the people. We the people are empowered to do something about it. And the reason that we have the government we have right now is we the people got too busy about living life. And we trusted our elected officials to do right by us, and what we're realizing is that they didn't. That's the big wake-up call. And if
right.
we continue to allow them to be in control of the levers of our government and our destiny, then they're the ones. They're the ones. In fact, they're the first ones to fall victim of this thought criminal AI activity. Because that's who they go after first. They go after the leadership. And many of them
Absolutely.
Clearly have already been convinced without one bullet being fired.
Yes, they have subverted the government from within. However, as you pointed out, we have a constitution, but we also have a long tradition and history and a tradition in liberal ideas, and I mean that in the broad sense, classical liberalism, that we have freedom, that we have autonomy, that we have rights. And that is not every place has started off with that firm foundation as we have. That's why it was easy to convince the Soviet Union citizens to go along with the program, and in China where they had no such rights. But we have a bulwark that we can cling to and keep forwarding.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not in the same situation that others who have been faced with these prospects have had to deal with. We do have that. And so that's our salvation, if you will.
Exactly. In Thought Criminal, you address this, as you say that, you know, you show what could happen to a society, as you just stated, so eager to comply with tyrannical rules and regulations that defy common sense. And we're at that crossroads right now with lockdowns and some of these draconian regulations that these Democratic governors are trying to impose on us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, mandates of lockdowns, closed down, you know, basically shutdowns of businesses, small businesses, is that that's really what strikes me, is that it's the small business that they're going after that they're letting to collapse while Amazon and other Goliaths survive. Mm-hmm. And they're also the same corporations that would be in charge of this new technological, techno-feudal system. They really want to wipe out the the entrepreneur, the small business person, the intermediate business person, leaving nothing but these oligarchs on top and everybody else on universal basic income. I think that's part of the plan, I'm afraid, and it's not conspiratorial. I'm reading it from their own page.
Exactly. We're closer than anybody would think. And Thought Criminal, Professor, explain to our audience, give them just a quick summary, because all these things we're talking about, you have developed in this novel, beginning with this distinguished professor. Of course, he has to be distinguished, of AI and neuroscience and theory of mind. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, so the idea is that we're already post-USA in this novel. It's called, and there is a global state called the Federation of Pandemos. And this federation has instituted these computing clouds that are now private have all been collapsed into one called Collective Mind. And Collective Mind basically knows almost everything except for some people's innermost thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's attempting to get a hold of that through these nanobots that they call the virus that attach to the neurons and then would have full access to the neocortex of every citizen in the world. And there are a few resistors called thought deviationists who are going to every length possible to maintain their own personal autonomy and their own thoughts. Because all of that is at risk, and that's the way the story develops, and it's a very fast-paced thought criminal adventure, and it's quite a lot of twists and turns in the plot that will surprise the reader, I think.
Yeah, then you'll probably go out and have a T-shirt printed up that says, "I am a thought deviationist," right?
Oh, I already have T-shirts that accompany the book. They say Thought Criminal, and then in slightly fainter type, it says Thought Deviationist. Yes.
Okay, I'm going for one. You got to make sure I get one, and because I'm sitting there thinking, wow, I mean that's the deal. You know, we'll get hats, we'll get shirts. Because that's how we resist. We've got to
exactly
right.
Right. I'm not making any money on these. This is about a coded way to identify each other and to say, you know, without getting killed, right? You can't wear a Trump hat or something. So this is a coded way to identify each other and to say, I'm also a resistor, too. I understand what you're saying. And so they're all available on my website, michaelrechtenwald.com.
Well, congratulations on the book. This has been fascinating. I appreciate the time. Whenever you and I get a chance to talk, it's always fun, and it expands our understanding of what's happening in the world. Even though you present it in novel form, I mean, it definitely has its application, just like in 1984. Professor Michael Rechtenwald has been our guest. Michael, thank you. You have a great holiday. Appreciate it. Take care.
You too, Bill. God bless you. Take care.
Who
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If you ever doubted Congress with a blank check is a bad thing, just look at what's included in the 5,600-page coronavirus relief package and how the goal to help hurting Americans was totally missed.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Trump went on to list some of the ridiculous spending that has nothing to do with its goal. Cash for two national mall museums, $10 million for gender programs in Pakistan, a $2.5 million for internet freedom. Mexico will receive 1.4 million Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines on Wednesday, putting the country and Chile the first Latin American nations to vaccinate. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
We're back with you, America. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. Alan Nanasinkum is going to be joining us. Don't you love that name? I love it. Alan Nanasinkum, Vice President of Corporate Development and Strategy with TrueCar. And we're going to be talking about the things you need to know if you're thinking about buying a car this season. You know, it comes as no surprise that all aspects of daily life are a lot different now than they were before the pandemic began. And that includes car buying, something many Americans are doing right now, believe it or not. The end of year is historically one of the best times of year to buy a new vehicle, as dealers are clearing out last year's models and remaining inventory for the new model year vehicles. Luxury vehicles in particular tend to have especially good deals. The pandemic did cause some production stoppages in the spring that affected inventory availability and created some scarcity around popular models. Now we're starting to see inventory recover and balance out, which could point to automakers providing more incentives going into the peak end of year buying season. So how can consumers like you and me, who are in the market to buy a new car, get the best deals at the end of 2020 and into early 2021? We're talking about great ideas that you need to know this year if you're in the market to buying a car. Alan, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, as I mentioned, this always seems traditionally to be a good time of year to buy a vehicle. So what kind of discounts can consumers expect?
And you're right. It really has been. Even though this year has been unusual, we're seeing here in the month of December the data coming in, if you take it in the context of sticker price, savings coming in at around 10% off of MSRP. And there are a couple of reasons for that. You noted dealers trying to get rid of the previous model year. They're also trying to hit their end-of-year sales goals. their end-of-quarter sales goals, so they're very motivated. And those savings can take the form of cash discounts off of that sticker price. They can be special financing like 0% or 0.9% that you see advertised very frequently, and they can be enhancements to lease programs to make those payments a lot cheaper.
You know, Alan, you bring up something that I've known for a long time, being in marketing, and saw how this model works. And people need to understand, in most of the dealerships, this is a consistent model. Whenever it gets to the end of anything, an end of a month, end of a year, incentives, discounts come along, because that's typically what these dealerships do, right?
Absolutely. They've got goals that they're trying to achieve. Some of them are set at the dealership level, and some of them come down from their manufacturers. Mm-hmm. You know that manufacturers are competing for sales titles and want to be the best seller in different segments, and they communicate a lot of those goals to their individual dealerships. So it makes it a really exciting time.
Well, the idea, everybody's being incentivized. The salespeople are being incentivized to sell. The dealership is being incentivized. I'm sure there's corporate incentives as well. So everything looks, to be quite the buyer's market. If you go in understanding that it's, you might say a very favorable atmosphere this time of year.
It absolutely is. And as consumers, we have more tools than we've ever had before to navigate that process and make sure we get exactly what we're looking for and the deal that we want.
Can you talk about some of those tools that are available now?
Yeah, so we introduced this year the ability to calculate monthly payments on our site. If you've ever looked at an advertised price and said, yeah, but what are the monthly payments that go with that? Mm-hmm. Now you can calculate that on your own. You can work on a bunch of different scenarios. You can adjust the term or how much you want to put down, or if you're considering a lease, the mileage allowance, how much you're allowed to drive in the lease. And you can do all of that on the fly and come up with a payment scenario that matches exactly what you're looking to achieve. And more broadly, TrueCar is a site among many that helps you to see pricing and put it in context so you can understand what are consumers in your market paying for the car that you're interested in buying. That can help you to understand what will make a fair deal when you're ready to buy.
Exactly. It kind of takes the mystery out of it all because we know traditionally there's been a lot of mystery involved, and it seems to put a lot of power in the dealership's hands. Some responsibly have exercised it, some have not. But it's a whole different ballgame these days, isn't it?
It really is. And what we found is that everybody that's involved in that transaction is really interested in that transparency now. Mm-hmm. It's just a thing to kind of get off the table so that you can turn your focus to making sure you pick the right car or truck that has the right features for your needs. And it makes the whole experience a lot easier for everybody involved.
Alan, you bring up a good point here. You know, I'm thinking of people that haven't been out to buy a car maybe a number of years. Maybe they're thinking, okay, hey, look, this is the year. Maybe I haven't bought a new car in, 4 or 5 years. They might walk into today's dealership and think somebody dropped them off in another planet, because the attitude, like you say, it's taken a while for this transparency, but it's really been moving in a positive direction that I see it as being win-win for the consumer as well as the salespeople in the dealership. And people who haven't experienced it recently are going to realize that, shopping for a car can be fun.
It really can. And the data tells us that the one thing that we still have as an industry to get better and better at is making car buying easier in terms of the time that you spend in the dealership. Despite all the information that we have, we still have an opportunity to make it easier to get in and out of a dealership in less than 2 hours or less than an hour.
Wow.
And that's something that benefits everybody involved. You know, dealerships are really interested in the relationships they have with their customers and being able to build that relationship for things like service and parts.
Exactly.
And other things that they offer. So making the buying experience as uplifting as possible really benefits them as well as consumers.
Yeah, when you think about every customer who comes into a dealership, the value of that customer is beyond just buying the car. Because, yes, there's some profitability, but the best profit happens at the service end, like you said. I think some dealerships, they look at some about 40, 50% of their gross revenue happening out of the backside of the service area. So this is, again, why dealerships are realizing that the entirety of a relationship with a consumer is so important, and it all starts with building trust, and to have that transparency, it all but promotes the establishment of trust.
You're absolutely right, and it gets the relationship off on the right foot.
We're talking with Alan Nanasingham, a 25-year auto industry veteran, currently serving as Vice President of Corporate Development and Strategy for TrueCar. In his role, Alan works to assemble TrueCar's strategic roadmap and explores and develops business relationships, partnerships, and initiatives to most effectively deliver on company goals. And we're grateful that he could be with us today to help us realize, the new things and that are available for us at these dealerships, and the ideas so you can save money and have it be more enjoyable. It's kind of nice to talk about being able to get in out of a dealership in maybe an hour or two. Traditionally, in the old days, Alan, it's like a 3 or 4 hour experience. You got to bring your lunch and maybe even dinner,
Absolutely. And it's one of the ways that the data and the technology that exists now can take more of that deal-making process. And that's the part that takes so much time, mm-hmm. the back and forth with the sales desk and the finance desk, and use data to push that online, compress the time associated with that, so that when you're ready to buy and you're ready to take delivery, you can go to the dealership and enjoy or experience the most enjoyable parts of the car buying process.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that it puts you in a position to, help them help you, because you're asking the right questions. You've already done your research, and these resources that we've been touching on, they are available right there at your website, right?
They are. We have data that helps you to understand pricing, but pricing in context. And what we mean by that is being able to see what consumers like you in your market are paying for the cars and trucks that you're considering buying. Mm-hmm. And once you have that context, it makes it so much easier to focus on the things that are most important to you, making sure that you get the features that you want, the color that you're looking for, any of those other elements that are really important to you in the car buying process. And I sold cars for 2 years before I got into the side of the business that I'm in now. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, there's no doubt that the most enjoyable customer relationships that I had were the consumers that came in. They knew what they wanted to buy. They'd already done a little bit of research. They had an idea of what they were looking to pay, and they could really present to me, here's what you're going to need to do to earn my business.
Alan Nanasingham has been our guest, the Vice President of Corporate Development and Strategy with TrueCar. Alan, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate all the help.
Thanks for having me.
This report is sponsored by Hyundai. Car care is essential, and regular maintenance can improve the performance of your vehicle and save you money. Hyundai is making it much easier for its owners by now offering 3 years of complimentary basic maintenance with the purchase or lease of a new Hyundai vehicle. The Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance Program includes oil and oil filter changes, plus tire rotation at normal factory scheduled maintenance intervals for 3 years, or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. Barry Ratzlaff, Chief Customer Officer, Hyundai Motor America.
Hyundai has always been a company that listens to customers and strives to provide products and services that maximize value and simplify life. Building on the strong foundation of America's Best Warranty, Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance helps dealers ensure that our owners keep rolling with peace of mind.
Complimentary maintenance is part of Hyundai's promise to create a better ownership experience. For more, visit HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep.
They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You're listening to the theme song of the motion picture Against the Tide, Finding God in the Age of Science from the Gettys. And you'll hear more about the backstory of this incredible movie with Keith and Kristen Getty coming up next. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And I'll tell you, it's really great to have these next two guests. Anytime I can get around Keith and Kristen Getty, it's always a joy, whether it happens to be with one of their CDs or times like this where we can talk one-on-one. And we're going to be talking about this new documentary. It happens to be that Kristen is related to Dr. John Lennox and veteran actor Kevin Sorbo as they have traveled the globe highlighting how science and history align with Scripture. Imagine that. Keith and Kristen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Kristen, boy, you've got family ties in this whole situation. So I'm going to ask you the first question. It's so important, for John Lennox to do this Against the Tide, this documentary. This is incredible. Tell us about this.
Oh, yeah. Yes, as you said, it's a strong family connection. He is my uncle, my dad's older brother. So what people are going to enjoy in this movie, I have enjoyed my whole life. And this wonderful access to a great mind and a very steady and inspiring faith. He is a wonderful scientist. He's a great Bible teacher. And he has been on debates with the likes of Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens, very widely publicized debates, but has faithfully for many decades in the world of academia, but also just in these wonderful stages that have opened to him, particularly in Eastern Europe, in Russia, over so much history that he has just been able to speak into and be part of as he stands for the Christian faith. And as you say, very boldly shows that Christianity is not in conflict in science, that you can, in fact, be a wonderful scientist mm-hmm. and have a very real faith in the God of the Bible.
Exactly. Keith, you know, we had an earlier conversation with Kevin Sorbo, who does the narration, you know, for the documentary. And he says that this is quite the encouragement for people of faith to be bold about their faith, to know that they can stand on the truth. But it is critical, especially for a time like this, that we really are discerners of the truth. And this will go a long way in helping settle a lot of these issues that, you know, some of the so-called scientists would like to confuse us over, right?
No, that's right. I mean, I met John Lennox when I was an 18-year-old, so I can speak to you as somebody who was a nobody 18-year-old who had no connection. I wasn't related to him. I wasn't in his circle. But he gave me, you know, time over supper. He spent, you know, I would call him once or twice a year for the next few years, and he always took the call, let me talk my nonsense, and then answer my questions as best as he could. And John Lennox was extraordinary. And he always said to me, you know, if Christianity is true, if Christianity is not true, then you shouldn't follow it. But if Christianity is true, you can have confidence to go to the loftiest scientist and the most brilliant artiste and any room anywhere and share your faith with people of any other religion or people of no faith. And I think that's what he's in this movie as Christians is. He's just doing what we can tell you is, he is just doing what he's been doing for decades. And any Christian who wants to be encouraged in their faith, who wants to be inspired in their faith, it is so important that this in this critical juncture at the moment that Christians, you know, throughout history, God works through tragedies, through famines, through plagues, exactly. through wars, to really do extraordinary things. And we have a moment of a lifetime to not let things slip away, but to do extraordinary things. Mm-hmm. And so I think John Lennox will help a lot of people in that way. And indeed, of course, if you've children or friends or neighbors mm-hmm. who don't believe or people who've fallen away and you're breaking your hearts, this is a great way to encourage them in.
Because it gives us courage in our faith, but it also gives us, if we needed it, permission to ask mm-hmm. the deep questions, the things yes. that trouble us, to face them head on. Christianity can stand up to the deepest questions of the soul that we have. And I love how the openness and both in his nature, his gentleness, his joy, his genuine conviction in these things, that is united with an incredible intellect and ability to ask and answer questions, I think is just really inspirational.
So, Kristen, did your uncle tell Keith he better get his mental act together or there's no way he's going to marry you?
No, he's the one that introduced us.
Yes, I knew that.
So it was fun. And when he spoke at our wedding, he looked at the two of us and he said, I never thought when I introduced you both that I would be here today speaking at your wedding. But he has cheered us on and all that we have been doing, and we're so grateful to him.
I bet. Keith, you know, Kristen touched on something that's really important in terms of critical thinking and asking the questions. God can handle the question, can't he?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us, I mean, you know, let's be clear. If Christianity isn't true, stop following it. You know what I mean? The reason we follow Christianity is because it is based on space-time history. It is based on God coming down as man and dying and rising again. You know, and that is why, I mean, Paul says this in the book of Acts. He says, you know, if Christ is not risen, your faith is in vain. This is nonsense. Mm-hmm. The suffering you're taking, the hassle you're giving yourself is not worth it. And so, you know, that with that confidence, we have to go in. We have to be able to ask questions. We have to ask the hard questions. And I think even, you know, in our own personal lives, you know, one of the things Kristen and I have learned since we started the Psalms Project 3 years ago is that we pour out our hearts, which doesn't just mean, you know, our emotional baggage. It actually means we pour out our questions. We ask, we search, we go to the next place and leave it until it takes us to an answer.
Well, Against the Tide, Finding God in an Age of Science, the film is an exploration into the evidence showing the complementary relationship between science and faith. It's going to be in theaters for 3 nights. I know theaters have been going through various shutdowns and that, so make sure you check your local listings. This is what a perfect time, right around Thanksgiving. This is a great Thanksgiving gift for everybody. November 19th, 20th, and 23rd. Kristen, why? I mean, you just also released this video, Consider the Stars, which is, you know, from a previous CD, which is just a gorgeous, gorgeous contemplative lullaby. And you and Keith bless us so richly with this. I guess it was just an automatic fit when you were thinking about it and doing the theme song for the movie, right?
Yeah, well, Uncle John has always inspired our writing, and he has always encouraged us to look at the natural world that God has created to help us understand who he is, to give us confidence, to be evidence for his existence and his word. And so that's always infused our thinking and our songwriting. Consider the Stars was written specifically for our third daughter to help her not be afraid. And Consider the Stars, it is like asking a question. Look up, look what God has done, the intricacy of it, the vastness of it, the genius behind it, the great beauty of it, and look beyond it again to the one who made it and holds it all together. It is in him that we put our confidence, and in the same way that we don't tell somebody to laugh, you know, make somebody laugh by telling them, we tell them a joke. I think when we can try and explain and show the beauty and majesty of the God of the Bible and the God who has created this world, it inspires confidence, and it battles against fear. And so we wanted to write these words to help our kids to not be afraid at a very simple level. And I guess no matter what age you are, we need that message over and over and over again.
Well, and I want you to realize that you have a couple of my grandchildren in Maui, Hawaii, that have been greatly blessed by this song. I shared it with my daughter. She went instantly into tears. I said, honey, because our two grandchildren, particularly the first one, was born with a heart defect. He's got the heart scar. Thank God he's a walking miracle. And the other one was also born with a heart condition that we just got news here in the last week that the hole in his heart got healed. God finished up, finished up sewing it and putting it together as he faithfully does. And but I just want you to know that song was so touching to them, because the first time I heard it, I said, Marissa, you've got to hear what Keith and Kristen have done with this song. I go, this is for the boys. And she's been playing it for them, you know, quite regularly. And I just want you to know you have blessed them in Maui, and I'm sure countless people around the world with the song and the movie is. Well, Keith, as we wrap things up here, I'm going to give you the last word, if that's okay. Can I have your permission to do that, Kristen, to give him the last word? Can I do that?
Absolutely.
I would say there's three things you've got to watch. One, you've got to watch on YouTube, Kristen singing Consider the Stars. It's beautiful, and there's a special new video being made, which features her uncle's thing. But the second thing, which you absolutely can't miss, is this Don Lennox movie. It will be, for many people, the most significant spiritual experience of the year. If you're trying to galvanize your home group or your church or your family, or you're just trying to witness to your friends, or you just want something to watch in the privacy of your own thoughts, I cannot think of anything better to watch this year. So do get out in those 3 nights to try and see it, and if you can, make sure you find a way to watch this wonderful movie.
Well, Keith and Kristen Getty have been our guests. Keith, even when you come out, maybe next time, Nashville, I'm in Florida, let's get together, 18 holes, I'll even settle for 9, just have some time, have some good fun on the golf course. Maybe Kristen will give us a hall pass and let us have some time together, all right?
As long as it's a good golf course, I'll be there with you.
You got it. Oh, of course. Only the best golf course, that's for sure. Against the Tide, Finding God in an Age of Science, a film, an exploration into the evidence showing the complementary relationship between science and faith, in theaters for 3 nights, November 19th, 20th, and 23rd. And make sure you check out the video that will be linked on our website. Consider the Stars from Keith and Kristen Getty. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
Bye.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.